Welcome to the Spirit of Work solo episodes of the Culture and Leadership Connections podcast. If you long to see happier and more humane workplaces and want to reflect on how that could happen, you are in the right place. These monthly solo episodes are based on my book, The Spirit of Work, Timeless Wisdom, Current Realities. The book was written from three complementary sources of knowledge. 1, the sacred writings of the world's spiritual traditions. 2, scientific developments on human behavior and well-being in the workplace. And 3, insightful experiences from business, my clients, and my own work. In each episode, I elaborate on one of the ideas from the book and ask questions to help us all think more holistically about work. Join me as we combine the wisdom of the past and the reading of our current realities to build the future of work. And now for today's episode. Hello, Culture and Leadership Connections podcast listeners. This is episode 3, Purpose and Cora's Restaurant. When a workplace has a clear sense of purpose informing its reason for being, human activity surrounding the work environment has an infusion of power. Here's an example. I love Cora's Restaurant, and so I've been using it as an example of branding to my business students. Cora's Restaurant is a breakfast establishment that grew from one location in Quebec to 130 locations across North America, South America, Europe, Australia, Asia, and Africa. It started with the purpose of promoting the importance of breakfast, which is great. It's only 5 words and it's memorable. Promoting the importance of breakfast has served to guide all of Cora's decisions about the restaurant, the growth of the restaurant, her staff, and how customers are treated and how they treat the environment. Cora serves colorful, nutritious, and tasty breakfasts to help people start the day with energy and with joy. Their logo is a smiling sun. They partner with the Breakfast Club of Canada to provide children in Canada with a nutritious breakfast to start the day with brain fuel and donate a dollar amount to the Breakfast Club for each type of meal ordered in their restaurants. I'm sure they're developing something similar in the other countries they're moving into. Restaurant decisions are based on local food sourcing, using only biodegradable packaging for their takeout, and partnering with other restaurants who support environmental consciousness to raise the industry standards. In their training, they engage servers to learn about creating a warm, friendly, and welcoming atmosphere for each other and for customers, creativity, work-life balance, paid training, and advancement opportunities demonstrate congruence between their internal and external business processes. You can tell I'm a big fan of Cora's Restaurants. As an organization, Cora is clear about its purpose. It ensures that all activities align with that purpose while encouraging growth and creative potential. In my book, The Spirit of Work, I wrote that lack of purpose in an organization results in scattered and diluted efforts that cause the workforce to regard initiative with cynicism and suspicion. But it isn't easy to find purpose, either personally or collectively in an organization. For Cora, this is how it worked. She was a newly divorced mother of 3 and sold her house to buy a small snack bar to feed the family. Her purpose began to unfold as her creative, nutritious, and tasty snacks attracted long lineups first thing in the morning. Realizing she had a gift for early morning foods, she developed the idea into the first Cora's Breakfast Restaurant with a clear purpose, promoting the importance of breakfast. 7 years later, Cora and her 3 kids were running the 9 restaurants in Greater Montreal, and it has grown from there to the multinational, multi-million dollar franchise that it is today, continuing to be based on its clear values. Purpose is something that is characteristic of children's play. They dedicate themselves to creating, learning about, practicing, or enhancing some aspect of their activity. This gives them energy and a sense of joy. But they can also delight in a purpose intended to bother or harm others, and they throw themselves into it with the same intensity to finding out what buttons they can push and how to control the people around them. We don't lose these 2 aspects of purpose in adulthood. Purpose unfolds as we marry our talents and powers with the need around us and engage others in the collective pursuit of that purpose. Purpose is inspiring, but it can inspire equally to contribute to what is beneficial or harmful. Purpose is a fuel, but the direction of the fueled vehicle has to embrace an even higher power to nourish rather than to starve, to expand rather than to constrict, and to flourish rather than to wither the people, places, and things it touches. Just think about inspiring leaders who have done great good, and those who've been equally inspiring to do great evil. We can take purpose and use it as a tool for one or the other side, for the dark or for the light. So to summarize, clear purpose fuels and inspires us to do great things. Purpose, however, can be fueled by a desire to harm as much as it can be fueled by a desire to help. When we look at the example of Cora's restaurant, we can clearly see that the purpose of the restaurant, to provide nourishing breakfasts to people so they can start their day off right, has continued to grow other values, and those values continue to inform what they do for the betterment of the world through better breakfasts. So before we delve into the next topic, let's pause to ask a few questions about purpose, using Cora's restaurant as our springboard. Question number one. Like Cora, in what way has your sense of personal growth, your personal purpose, grown through having to face a difficulty in your life? Remember that Cora had to feed her family and sold her house to purchase a small snack bar restaurant, which then became Cora's restaurant many years later. She used the difficulty to fuel a purpose that was not only good for her, but was good for society. Number two, how did this purpose grow or shrink when you created something new and tested it out with others? We never do everything perfectly on our own with just our own minds. It always takes working with other people. And Cora's purpose unfolded as she had more staff, as she listened to her customers, and as she engaged with populations around the country, around the continent, and then around the world. So how did your purpose grow or shrink as you created something new and tested it out with others? And finally, if you're in a leadership position in your organization, what is the founding principle? What is that number one purpose of that organization? Can you state it in 5 to 7 words that are memorable? If you use Cora's breakfast restaurant and you take her purpose of promoting the importance of breakfast, you can see how a simple 5 to 7 word statement can help to remind you and to reorient you if you fall off track from your purpose. So that's all I have to say today about purpose. And it's a chapter in my book, The Spirit of Work. If you're finding these episodes helpful, you can purchase the book, The Spirit of Work, Timeless Wisdom, Current Realities, online on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, or directly from my website, shiftworkplace.com. If you live in Edmonton, you can get it directly from me. Feel free to send me your own insights and stories that I will be adding to our solo podcasts. You can connect with me on LinkedIn and by email, marie@shiftworkplace.com. Thank you for listening, and may culture and leadership connections continue to guide and inspire your day. Newsflash! Listeners can now interact with Culture and Leadership Connections podcast by leaving a voice or text message on FanList. It is a fun and quick way to let me know what you liked, ask a question, or leave a suggestion. I will feature some of the voice messages on upcoming episodes. You might be surprised to hear your own voice, but only if you leave a message, of course. So to leave your personal message or your question, go to shiftworkplace.com/podcast and click on the fan list link to leave it. I can hardly wait to hear what you have to say.